Hi, Dr. Weaver. I'm doing my pest analysis on BP. Is this all right? For political, I have geopolitical instability, government disencouraging consumption, and growing oil requirements making tension between countries. For economic, I've got the economy is based on the energy supply, alternative energy sources are increasing. For social, I have the Kyoto Agreement leads to carbon funds. People's view is negative towards fossil fuels. For technology, technological breakthroughs leading to alternative energy sources. For legal, I have Kyoto Agreement as well. And for environmental, I have climate change.
Okay, well done. Good first attempt. Now, what I would do is make sure you've made these more of a statement so that I, as a manager, if I was reading this, was able to understand these explicitly. So make them clear and concise, and maybe think about this word compelling. Make it as if I want to read this. Now, I'll ask you two questions. What research did you do in order to underpin this analysis? And secondly, which three would you say are the most important to the manager now and in the future? Let's do the first question. What research did you do? How can you support your claims?
I went onto the Financial Times and I pulled up all the news feeds for it, and this is based on publications by BP.
Okay. Well, remember, BP are only going to present stuff that they want to present. So try and keep away from the BP website. Use it as a way of informing yourself, but make sure you're not just relying on the BBC site and the FD Times. Remember how many times I've told you to get the Mintel report, the Data Monitor report?
Oh, yes.
Read the newspapers, my friend.
Oh, I should.
Yes?
Thank you.
Okay, so do this again with the good research. Okay, a bit more, put more meat on the bones. Now, if you were in a lift now with the managing director, the chief executive officer of BP, and you've got 30 seconds, what would you say would be the three top things he needs to worry about now and in the future?
I'd say the Kyoto Agreement, the alternative energy sources, and the climate change.
Okay, and you tell me why. Why do I need to know this?
Climate change, because we got to look after the generations to come. I don't want my children having to swim around everywhere. Alternative energy sources, because it is likely to take over the market and make fossil fuels obsolete. And the Kyoto Agreement, because it can do the same thing.
Okay. I want you to indicate to me what are the implications of this. What do I need to do? For instance, I'll give you an instance. I sell petrol. I'm BP. I sell petrol. But if you're saying that I need to, I look at new technologies and these type of things, perhaps there might not be petrol in the future, and I need to develop the new technologies. So I'm looking for you to synthesize, consolidate the information you're getting from your pest analysis to inform me of what I need to know now and in the future, which are things that I cannot influence, outside of my control, so that I can influence, develop, formulate my strategy to fit or stretch whatever you say. So I'd put a little bit more into the research, I'd put a little bit more emphasis onto putting the meat on the bones, and I'd put a little bit more emphasis on identifying how you can synthesize and communicate to the manager sufficiently and succinctly. I didn't say that very well, did I? what they need to do now and in the future. That's the whole point of pest analysis. All right then, have a nice weekend.
Thanks for your words of wisdom, Dr. Weaver.
It's okay. Enjoy yourself. Bye-bye.